My lesson will echo his lesson. We didn't actually plan this out. But I want to talk to you a little bit this afternoon about where's my honor. Because if you're called to do anything, you have to give honor and respect to God. And you know, in Malachi 1:6, says a son honor his father and his servant, his master. If I be a father, then where's my honor? You know, oftentimes, we as Christians, we become slothful, careless, and sometimes unconcerned about the Lord's business and about the worship of the Lord. You know, some of us, we think nothing about coming to worship late. We think nothing about time. And we really have to ask ourselves, is God pleased with this? Is there any honor in this? Will God accept the worship service that we render to him by coming late to service? We also have to think a little bit also about how we give back to the Lord. One thing for sure, we can't beat God giving. He's given us life. He's given us our jobs and our resources to do a lot of things that we want to do for ourselves. And there's no place in this Bible to be selfish if we're planning on going to heaven. Listen, if you want to go to heaven, you have to do something. If you want to go to hell, don't do anything. Just keep doing what you're doing. Keep thinking about the way you're thinking. And surely, you'll meet that destiny. Oftentimes you said, or it's said, that if you miss heaven, you've missed it all. No. If you miss heaven, you've gained hell. And that's a sad state to be in. And as we begin to look at the verses in here, and it talks about I'm having a little trouble with this. I'll move on. And if I be the master, then where is, where's my honor? And the priests despise my name, and they say, wherein you despise my name? Ye have polluted my altar, and you say, where have I polluted thy altar? The table of the Lord is contemptible. That word contemptible means worthless. And sometimes that we bring a worthless worship. Trust me, I'm not standing before you as Jesus Jr. I'm not standing before you claiming that I'm just so righteous. I'm traveling just like you. I'm trying to make it to heaven. I want to note my shortcomings. And once I find my shortcomings out, I want to change my ways in order to make heaven my home. And I think we all should be on the same path, because we look at Hebrews 11 chapter and verse 4. By faith, Abel offered to God a more excellent sacrifice than Cain, through which he obtained a witness that he was righteous. God is testifying on his gift that through being dead still speaks today. That Abel offered a more excellent sacrifice. God accept his sacrifice. There's no reason for us to walk through these doors when the time has already been set at 9 o'clock for Bible study, 10 o'clock for worship. If you're 1 minute late, you're late. I struggle with it. Some of you struggle with it. And sometimes you can get here. I got here last week about 4:30, and there were quite a few here. But most of all, we see people just walk into the auditorium anytime that they would like. We see how people are living their lives today, how they just don't want to give God any praise or God any honor. In the things that we say to one another, in the things that we do on our jobs, in the way that we treat people. You know, oftentimes we plan things such as birthday parties, or we honor our mother on Mother's Day and father on Father's Day. We honor our kids on their birthday. And we expect people to be there on time. We expect people to bring something to the occasion. If not, we foot the bill for everything. But whether you expect everyone to do what they're supposed to do, God is expecting something from you and I. And He is expecting us to honor Him with all that we have. Sometimes we treat the Lord's house in the morning. We come to service and won't come back in the afternoon. We treat it like the Sunday morning newspaper. We figure we've read the newspaper, or we've got the Sunday morning news, and in the afternoon, it's old news. So there's no need to come back. That cannot be our attitude if we're talking about we're Christians and we want to make it to heaven. We just can't do that kind of thing and be pleasing to God. God is asking the question, where is my honor? Where is my honor? I think everything starts with time. If you look at the Bible in Genesis 1:1, it says, in the beginning, God. Everything starts with time. Whatever you plan to do, there has to be a time and a date set aside. And as it has been set here, that the time is 9 o'clock for Bible study, 10 o'clock for worship, and 5 o'clock for evening worship, that we should honor those times if we plan to make it into heaven. Then the argument becomes, and when you offer the blind as a sacrifice, is that not evil? And you offer the lame and the sick, is that not evil? I want to look at that word blind for a minute. You know, blind means that you can't see. And a lot of times as parents, we can't see the damage that we're going to be doing to our children later on down the line. Some of us run late because our parents ran late. That doesn't make it right. Our children run late because we run late. And it's not fair to them that they want to please God in such a way. I beg of you and I plead with you, don't take the innocence away from my children. And let's give God the honor. Lame. You ever heard somebody just tell a lame joke? You say, oh, that wasn't good. It wasn't perfect. A lot of times we give lame excuses why we can't make it to service on time. Or why we just didn't show up. That's lame. It's not acceptable. God is saying, offer to your governor. How many times you think that you can go to your jobs and be late and that be acceptable? See if he's pleased, he said. See if he'll accept it. So what makes you think that God is going to accept this? In that last part, in verse 10, the latter part, it said, nor will I accept the offering at your hands. I want us to think about this. What if God is just not accepting our worship? You mean to tell me I got all dressed up, took a shower, but I got here late, and God is not going to accept my worship? You mean to tell me that when I'm giving that dollar or two, and I'm thinking about buying some new shoes or some new clothes or anything else I'm thinking about buying, but I'm holding back from God, you think God is pleased with that? No, he's not pleased with that at all. In fact, God had told him exactly how he wanted to be worshipped. And he told them also, don't bring a lame or crippled or blind, sacrifice unto me. I will not accept it. I will not accept it. You know, sometimes we are concerned about the lion, the tigers, and the bears. We always think about fornication, adultery, and lying, and all those kind of sins. And we yet to think about the little things, such as the gnats, the flies, and the mosquitoes. And when I'm talking about that, I'm talking about just the little thing, the time. Time is very, very important unto God. What he has set for us, we shall keep it. His commandments. Hebrews 13 and 16. It says, but do good and communicate, forget not. For such sacrifice, God is well pleased. Meaning that, listen, if you can get here on time, because you can. We here at the church, we don't have a mobile location where we're going to be here one week in Temple Terrace or somewhere else another week. So you don't know exactly how long it takes you to get from point A to point B. We have one location. Some of us have lived in the same place for so long that we should know how long it takes us to get from point A to point B. Some of us know exactly how much money we're going to make. But we look and thumb through our wallets and we pass over the big bills and look at the small bills. Because we think that there's just so many people in here, it's not going to matter what I'm giving. Myself, I don't look at what you give if I'm helping out with the table. It's none of my business. And I don't know if anybody else is looking to see what you give. But for sure, because God knows the heart of man, he knows exactly what you give. And he knows your intention. When you know you can give more or you can give better, whether it be money or it be your time, God is asking each and every one of us, where is my honor? He gets into these old priests in chapter 2. And he says, now you old priest, the commandment is for you. If he will not hear, and if he will not lay to his heart to give glory and honor to my name, said the Lord of hosts, I will send a curse upon you. And I will curse his blessing. Oh yeah, I've already cursed him because you will not lay it to heart. We wonder why we struggle. We have hard times. Oh, sure, there's good things that, or excuse me, there's bad things that happen to good people. Sure. But for the most part, a lot of this thing is self-inflicted. We're struggling because we don't want to offer up to God what is his. We're struggling because we don't want to honor God and give God his honor, his glory, and his praise. I beg with you, church, that we have to give God that which is right and not that which is left. I look at this word, Bible, your holy Bible. And to me, before, that word Bible, if you look at it, it says, believe it before leaving earth. That's your Bible. Sure. Also, while we're honoring God, we have to remember how Christ died. How he died for all of us, not just for some of us, but he died for all of us, for our sins. How he was buried and how he rose again the third day. Oh, yeah, there's plenty of people who tell you that a child of God will receive a crown of life, whether they're faithful or not. But in Revelation 2:10, it says, be thou faithful unto death, and I will give you a crown of righteousness. I wholeheartedly believe that being on time for worship service, giving God what is due, is part of our faithful duty unto the Lord. Also, we have to be mindful as we honor God, too. It's to be careful about those who preach against the one true church, the one that Christ died for. We also have to be careful about those who look at us and say, oh, you're such a boring church because you don't have musical instruments in the pulpit. Not that we can't afford them, but according to the scriptures in Ephesians, the 5th chapter, verse 19, it says, sing. And making melodies unto the heart unto the Lord. It didn't say play, it didn't say pluck. It said sing and make melodies unto the heart of the Lord. Then they worry about the tithing. Tithing is an Old Testament. We don't tithe because we have a new commandment that he says in 1 Corinthians, the 16th chapter, verses 1 and 2. He says, now concerning the collection for the saints, as I have given order to the churches of Galatia, even so do ye upon the first day of the week. Another issue, too. We have to honor God also on the first day of the week. That you give as God has prospered you, so there be no gathering when I come. Oh, there are many who try to trick you, and they want you to believe that you don't have to worship God on first day of the week. They're trying to start these internet churches where everybody log on any day of the week and you can be saved. But then they want contributions from you to send $29.95. I don't know why everything has a 95 on the end of it. But it just seems like they're hitting us over the head because we refuse to study our Bible. We refuse to go back to what God has intended us to be. Be his disciples. To study his word. To learn of him. That each one would teach one, so one day we all will know and speak the same thing. But there are those that are just out there. That says once you're saved, you'll always say, oh, you can't possibly fall from grace. This is what they're trying to teach us. But in Galatians, the 5th chapter and verses 4, Christ has become no effect unto whosoever is justified by the law. Ye have fallen from grace. Now, I want you to also remember that he says that the Lord referred only to man's work when he referred to the burning branches. I'm sorry, this is my first time using the slide, and I just don't have that one in. But getting back to the lesson, where is my honor? And I'll discuss that other point another time. When we honor God, we have to hear. Romans 10:17. We have to be willing to believe that Jesus Christ died, that he was buried and that he rose again the third day. We have to be willing to repent of our sins in Luke 13:3. And if you will turn over to Luke 13:3. A lot of times we go over to this verse and we kind of summarize it a little bit. Just use it as repentance. But there's some meat in here. If you go up to the first and second verse, I don't know how I got a little nervous, but Luke 13:3. And Jesus answered him, saying, suppose ye of these Galileans were sinners, and above the Galileans, and because they suffered at such things, I tell you, nay, except you repent, ye shall likewise perish. And those 18 upon the tower of Siloam fell and slew them, thinking that ye were sinners. These were people just going to worship, going to the temple. The temple fell, and they were slain. Don't think that you have so much time on this earth. I heard once an old preacher say, you know, you young folks think they're going to live so long, but you only have 7 days in a week. That means that you're going to die on a Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, or Saturday. And when he said that, I thought about it. I don't know how many Sundays I have, or Mondays, or whatever I have. Because I was thinking I probably died at the age of 60 or 70 or 80. I always wanted to live to be 103. But that brought it closer to home. We're going to die. Hebrews 9:27. It's appointed unto every man to die, and after death, there's the judgment. So as we leave here today, I want us to be thinking about some thoughts. As Brother Aaron said, what you were called for. And my lesson is always give honor and praises to God. I thank you for your time and your patience. And if you're subject anyway, as together we stand, please come forward.